Do minor changes to equipment design and implementation affect the resonances?
Yes. And when you say minor changes, what type of changes are you referring to?
You know, changes to the pistons, or, you know, slight changes to things like, you know, flange in terms of like inertias or, you know, dimensions.
Yeah, so this brings to mind some issues that I've run into in the past where all of a sudden a customer calls me up and says, hey, I've got all these units that are coming back and they have a broken shaft. And this is really strange because we haven't changed anything. We designed this unit 20 years ago. And we've had no problems. It's been really reliable ever since. And then you start to dig a little deeper. And okay, so in the last 20 years, is everything exactly the same as it was 20 years ago? Well, we started off with a small 80 horsepower engine. And, you know, then we upped the power to, you know, 100 horsepower. And now we're at 125. Now we're turbocharged. And, you know, we went to a... So there has been some changes. Oh, we redesigned the rotor on the generator. And it's a little bit lighter than it was before. We realized that we needed to put different bushings in the coupling. So because, you know, now we've got a higher torque driving the generator, so now we need different bushings in our coupling. So, you know, it's the same as we had 20 years ago, and you know, it's not. You know, there's been incremental changes over the last 20 years. So now you have something that's actually significantly different than what you had before. So, you know, we like to call that scope creep. So the scope of the problem, or the, you know, incrementally you've made very small changes along the way, and each individual change may have made virtually no difference at all. Mm-hmm. But as you add all of these changes on top of one another through the years, you end up with something that's significantly different than what you started with. So that can be a big problem. And, you know, you don't realize that a change in durometer of the bushings, if you don't know what torsional vibration is, you wouldn't guess that a change in durometer of the bushings would cause a problem. Well, in fact, that could be a big problem. If you change the durometer of the bushings and the stiffness goes up, you know, if it doubles, mm-hmm. because you need... You know, you've got more torque, so you need stiffer bushings. Stiffness goes up. Now all of a sudden, your resonant frequency also goes up. So, you know, these small changes that we think are insignificant can actually cause issue. So, I guess the answer to your question is small incremental changes can be a big deal, even if. You know, from an outside perspective, everything looks like it's the same. You know, the machine does the same type of work that it did before, and it's all the components are basically the same, but incremental changes can cause big problems,
Down the line, yeah.
Down the line, yep.